Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherished sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful. Master of the day of judgment. You do we worship, and your aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom you have bestowed with your grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. Amen. Let us begin reading for day 15, starting with Surah or chapter 17. Ayat or verse 1 is entitled, Bini Israeli, or the Children of Israel. or the family of Israel. In the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Glory to God who took his servant for a journey by night from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque, whose precincts we did bless, in order that we might show him some of our signs, for he is the one who hears and sees all things. We gave Moses the book and made it a guide to the children of Israel, commanding, "Do not take other than me as a disposer of your affairs. O you who have sprung from those whom we carried in the ark with Noah, verily he was a devoted, most grateful." And we gave clear warning to the children of Israel in the book, that twice would they do mischief in the earth and be elated with mighty arrogance, and twice would they be punished. When the first of the warnings came to pass, we sent against you our servants, given in terrible warfare. They entered the very most inner parts of your homes, and it was a warning completely fulfilled. Then we granted you the return as against them. We gave you increase in resources and sons, and made you the more numerous in manpower. If we did well, you did well for yourselves. If you did well, you did well for yourselves. If you did evil, you did it against yourselves. So when the second of the warnings came to pass, we permitted your enemies to disfigure your faces and to enter your temples as they had entered it before, and to visit with destruction all that fell into their power. It may be that your Lord may yet show mercy to you, but if you revert to your sins, we shall revert to our punishments, and we have made hell a prison for those who reject all faith. Verily, this Quran guides to that which is most right or stable, and gives the glad tidings to the believers who work deeds of righteousness, that they shall have a magnificent reward. And to those who do not believe in the hereafter, it announces that we have prepared for them a penalty grievous indeed. The prayer that man should make for good, he makes for evil, for man is given to hasty deeds. We have made the night and the day as two of our signs. The sign of the night we have obscured, while the sign of the day we have made to enlighten you, that you might seek bounty from your Lord, and that you may know the number and the count of years. We have explained all things in detail. Every man's fate we have fastened around his own neck. On the day of judgment, we shall bring out for him a scroll, which he will see spread open. It will be said to him, "Read your own record. Sufficient is your soul this day to make out an account against you." Who receives guidance receives it for his own benefit. Who goes astray does so to the loss of his own. No bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another, nor would we visit with our wrath until we have sent a messenger to give warning. When we decide to destroy a population, we first send a definite order to those among them who are given to good things of this life and yet transgress, so that the word is proved true against them. Then it is we destroy them utterly. How many generations have we destroyed after Noah? And enough is your Lord to note and to see the sins of his servants. If any do wish for the transitionary things of this life, we readily grant them such things as we will, to such persons as we will. In the end, we have provided hell for them. They will burn therein, disgraced and rejected. Those who do wish for the things of the hereafter, and strive therefore with all their due striving, and have faith, they are the ones whose striving is acceptable to God. Of the bounties of your Lord, we bestow freely on all these as well as those. The bounties of your Lord are not closed. We see how we have bestowed more on some than on others, but verily the hereafter is more in rank and graduation than more in excellence. Take not with God any other objective of worship, or you, O mankind, will set in disgrace and destitution. Your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him, and that you be kind to parents, whether one or both of them. Obtain old age in your life. Say not to them a word of contempt, nor repel them, but address them in terms of honor. And hold out kindness, lower to them the wing of humility, and say, My Lord, bestow on them my your mercy as they cherish me in childhood. Your Lord knows best what is in your hearts. If you do deeds of righteousness, verily He is most forgiving to those who turn to Him again and again in true repentance. And render to the kinder their due rights, as also to those who in want, and to the wayfarer, but squander not your wealth in the matter of a spendthrift. Verily, spendthrifts are brothers of evil ones, and the evil one is to his Lord himself ungrateful. And even if you have to turn away from them in pursuit of the mercy from your Lord, which you do expect, yet speak to them words of easy kindness. Make not your hand tied like a miser to your neck, nor stretch it forth to its utmost reach, so that you become blameworthy and destitute. Verily, your Lord provides substance in abundance for whom He pleases, and He provides it in just measure, for He knows and regards all His servants. Do not kill your children for fear of want. We shall provide substance for them as well as for you. Verily, the killing of them is a great sin. Nor come near adultery, for it is a shameful indeed, and an evil, opening the road to other evils. Nor take life, which God has made sacred, except for just cause. And if anyone is slain wrongfully, we have given his heirs authority to demand a ransom or to forgive. But let him not exceed bounds in the matter of taking life, for he is helped by the law. Nor come near to the orphan's property, except to improve it, until he obtains the age of full strength, and fulfill every engagement, for every engagement will be inquired into on the day of reckoning. Give full measure when you measure, and weigh with a balance that is straight. That is most fitting and the most advantageous in the final determination. And do not pursue that of which you have no knowledge, for every act of hearing or of seeing or of feeling in the heart will be inquired into on the day of reckoning. Nor walk on the earth with defiance, for you cannot render the earth asunder, nor reach the mountains in height. Of all such things, the evil is hateful in the sight of your Lord. These are among the precepts of wisdom which your Lord has revealed to you. Do not take with God another object of worship, lest you should be thrown into hell, blameworthy and rejected. Have then your Lord, O pagans, preferred you for sons and taken for himself daughters among the angels? Truly, you utter a most dreadful saying. We have explained things in various ways in this Quran, in order that they may receive admonition, but it only increases their flight from the truth. Say, if there had been other gods with him, as they say, behold, they would certainly have sought out a way to the Lord of the throne. Glory to him. He is high above all that they say, exalted and great beyond measure. The seven heavens and the earth are all, and all beings therein declare his glory. There is not a thing but celebrates his praise, and yet you do not understand how they declare his praise. Verily, he is all forbearing, most forgiving. When you recite the Quran, we put between you and those who do not believe in the hereafter an invisible veil, and we put coverings over their hearts and minds, lest they should understand the Quran, and deafness into their ears when you commemorate your Lord, and him alone in the Quran. They turn their backs, fleeing from the truth. We know best why it is they listen, when they listen to you, and when they meet in private conference. Behold, the wicked say, you follow none other than a man bewitched. See what similitudes they strike for you, that they have gone astray, and they can never find their way. They say, what when we are reduced to bones and dust, should we really be raised up to be a new creation? Say, no, you will be stones or iron, or creations matter, or created matter, which in your minds is hardest to be raised up. Yet you shall be raised up. Then they will say, who will cause us to return? Say, he who created you the first. Then they will wag their heads towards you and say, when will that be? Say, maybe it will be quite soon. It will be on the day when he will call you, and you will answer his call with words of his praise, and you will think that you had only been around for just a little while. Say to my servants that they should only say those things that are best, for Satan sows dissension among them, for Satan is to man an avowed enemy. It is your Lord that knows you best. If he please, he grants you mercy, or if he please, punishment. We have not sent you as a disposer of their affairs. It is your Lord that knows best all things that are in the heavens and on earth. We bestowed on some prophets more of our gifts than on others, and we gave David the gift of the Psalms. Say, call on those besides him whom you fancy. They have neither the power to remove your troubles from you nor to change them. Those whom they call upon do desire for themselves means of access to their Lord. Even those who are nearest, they hope for his mercy and fear his wrath. For the wrath of your Lord is something to take heed of. There is not a population, but we shall destroy it before the day of judgment, or punish it with a dreadful penalty. That is written in an eternal record. And we refrain from sending the signs, only because the men of former generations treated them as false. We sent the she-camel to the Thaimud to open their eyes, but they treated her wrongfully. We only send the signs by way of terror and warning of evil. Behold, we hold that your Lord encompasses mankind are on all sides. We granted the vision which we showed you, but as a trial for men, as also the cursed tree mentioned in the Quran. And we put terror and warning into them, but it only increases their inobstinate transgression. Behold, we said to the angels, bow down to Adam. They bow down except Iblis. He said, shall I bow to one to whom you created from clay? He said, do you see? This is the one whom you have honored above me. If you will but respite me to the day of judgment, I will surely bring his descendants under my sway, all but a few. God said, go your way. If of any of them follow you, verily hell will be the recompense of you all, an ample recompense. Lead to destruction those whom you can among them with your seductive voice. Make assaults on them with your cavalry and in your infantry. Mutually share with them wealth and children, and make promises to them. But Satan's promise them nothing but deception. As for my servants, no authority shall you have over them. Enough is your Lord for the disposer of affairs. Your Lord is he who makes the ship go smoothly for you through the sea, in order that you may seek of his bounty, for he is to you most merciful. When distress seizes you at sea, those of you who call upon besides him leave you in the lurch. But when he brings you out, when he brings you back to land, you turn away from him. Most ungrateful is man. Do you then feel secure that he will not cause you to be swallowed up beneath the earth when you are on land, or that he will not send against you a violent tornado with showers of stones, so that you shall find no one to carry out your affairs for you? Or do you feel secure that he will not send you back to a second time to the sea, and send against you a violent gale to drown you because of your ingratitude, so that you find no helper therein against us? We have honored the sons of Adam, providing them with transport on land and sea, given them for substance things good and pure, and conferred upon them special favors above a great part of our creation. One day we shall call together all human beings from their respective imams or leaders. Those who are given their records in their right hand will read it with pleasure, and they will not be dealt with unjustly in the least. But those who are blind in this world will be blind in the hereafter, and most astray from the path. And their purpose was to tempt you away from that which we have revealed to you, to substitute in our name something quite different. In that case, behold, they would certainly have made you their friend. And had we not given you strength, you would nearly have inclined to them a little. In that case, we should have made you taste of equal portion of punishment in this life, and an equal portion in death. And moreover, you would have found none to help you against us. Their purpose was to scare you off the land in order to expel you. But in that case, they would have strayed themselves after you, except for a little while. This was our way with the messengers we sent before you. You will find no change in our ways. Establish regular prayers at the sun's decline, till the darkness of the night, and the morning in the morning prayer, reading, and for the prayer and reading in the morning, carry their testimony, and pray in the small watches of the morning. It would be an additional prayer, a spiritual profit for you. Soon will your Lord raise you to a station of praise and glory. Say, O my Lord, let my entry be by the gate of truth and honor, and likewise my exit by the gate of truth and honor, and grant me from your presence an authority to aid me. And say, truth has now arrived, and falsehood perished, for falsehood is by nature bound to perish. We sent down stage by stage in the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe. To the unjust, it causes nothing but loss after loss. Yet when we bestow our favors on man, he turns away and becomes remote on his side instead of coming to us. And when evil seizes him, he gives himself up to despair. Say, everyone acts according to his own disposition, but your Lord knows best who it is that is best guided by a way. They ask you concerning the spirit of inspiration. Say, the spirit comes by command of my Lord of knowledge. It is only a little that he communicated to you, O men. If it were our will, we could take away that which we have sent you by inspiration. Then would you find more to plead your affair in that matter against us? Except for mercy from your Lord, for his bounty is to you indeed great. Say, if the whole of mankind and jinns were to gather together to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like thereof, even if they backed up each other with help and support. And we have explained to man in this Quran every kind of similitude, yet the greater part of men refuse to receive it except in gratitude. They say, we shall not believe in you until you cause a spring to gush forth for us from the earth, or until you have a garden of date trees and vines and cause rivers to gush forth in their midst, carrying abundant water, or you cause the sky to fall into pieces, as they say will happen against us, or you bring God and his angels before us face to face, or you have a house adorned with gold, or you mount a ladder right into the sky. No, we shall not even believe in your mounting until you send down to us a book that we could read. Glory be to my Lord. I am anything but a man, a messenger. I am anything but a man, a messenger. What kept man back from belief with guidance when guidance came to them was nothing but this. They said, has God sent a man to us as a messenger? Say, if there were settled on earth angels walking about in peace and quiet, we surely would have sent them down from heaven an angel as a messenger. Say, enough is God as a witness between me and you, for he is well acquainted with his servants, and he sees all things. It is he whom God guides that is on true guidance, but he whom he leads astray, for such you will find no protector besides him. On the day of judgment, we shall gather them together, prong on their faces, lay down on their faces, blind, deaf, and dumb. Their abode will be hell. Every time it shows abatement, we shall increase for them the fierceness of the fire. That is their repentance. That is their recompense, because they rejected our signs and said, when we are reduced to bones and broken dust, should we really be raised up to be a new creation? Don't they see that God, that by God, who created the heavens and the earth, has power to create the like thereof anew? Only he has decreed a term appointed, of which there is no doubt. But the unjust refuse to receive it except with ingratitude. Say, if you had control of the treasures of the mercy of my Lord, behold, you would keep them back for fear of spending them all, for man is indeed a miser. To Moses we gave nine clear signs and asked the children of Israel. When he came to them, Pharaoh said to him, O Moses, I consider you indeed to have been worked upon by sorcery. Moses said, you know well that these things have been sent down by none but the Lord of the heavens and the earth as eye-opening evidence, and I consider you indeed, O Pharaoh, to be one doomed to destruction. So he resolved to remove him from the face of the earth. But we drowned him and all who were with him. And we said thereafter to the children of Israel, dwell securely in the land of promise. But when the second of the warnings came to pass, we gathered them together in a mingling crowd. We sent down the Quran in truth, and in truth has it descended. And we sent to you but a glad tidings and a warner to sinners. It is a Quran that which we have divided into parts from time to time, in order that you might recite it to men in intervals. We have revealed it by stages. Say, whether you believe in it or not, it is the truth that those who were given knowledge beforehand, when it is recited to them, fall down on their faces in humble prostration. Surely Allah speaks the truth. And then say, glory to your Lord. Truly has the promise of your Lord been fulfilled. They fall down on their faces in tears and increase their humility. Say, call upon God or call upon Rahim, the most gracious. By whatever name you call upon him, it is well, for to him belongs the most beautiful names. Neither speak your prayer aloud, nor speak it in low tone, but seek a middle course between. Say, praise be to God, who begot no son, and has no partners in his dominion, nor needs he any to protect him from the humiliation. Say, yes, magnified him for his greatness and glory. Sadaqa al-Adhim, surely Allah has spoken the truth. That is the end of Surah 17, beginning Surah 8, Kaf, or the cave. In the name of God, most merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. All praise is due to God, who has sent to his servant the book, and has allowed therein no crookedness. He has made it straight and clear in order that he may warn the godless of a terrible punishment from him, and that he may give glad tidings to the believers who work righteous deeds, that they shall have a good reward, wherein they shall remain forever, that he may warn those who say, God has begotten a son. They do not have any knowledge of such a thing, nor had their fathers. It is a grievous thing that issues from their mouths. What they say is nothing but falsehood. You would only perchance fret yourself to death following after them in grief if they do not believe in this message. That which is on earth we have made but as a glittering show for the earth, in order that we may test them as to which of them are best in conduct. Verily, what is on earth, we shall make it as dust and dry soil. Or do you reflect that the companions of the cave of the inscription were wonders from among our signs? Behold, the youth betook themselves to the cave. They said, our Lord, bestow upon us mercy from yourselves, and dispose of our affairs, for us is the right way. Then we drew a veil over their eyes for a number of years in the cave, so that they did not hear. When we aroused them, in order to test which of the two parties was best at calculating the term of years they tardied, they slept. We relate to you their story in truth. They were youth who believed in their Lord, and we advanced them in guidance. We gave strength to their hearts. Behold, they stood up and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Never shall we call upon any God other than Him. If we did, we should indeed have uttered an enormity. These are people have taken for worship gods other than Him. Why do they not bring forward an authority clear and convincing for what they do? Who does more wrong than such as invent a falsehood against God? When you turn away from them and things they worship other than God, betake yourselves to the cave. Your Lord will shower His mercies upon you and dispose of your affair towards comfort and ease. You would have seen the sun when it rose, declining to the right from their cave, and when it set, turning away from them to the left, while they lay in the open space in the midst of the cave. Such are among the signs of God. To whom God guides is rightly guided, but he whom God leads astray, for them you will find no protector nor helper. You would have deemed them awake while they were asleep, and we turned them on their right and on their left sides. The dog stretched forth his two forelegs on the threshold. If you had come upon them, you would have certainly turned back from them in fright, and would certainly have been filled with terror. Such being their state, we raised them up from sleep, that they might question each other. Said one of them, "How long have we stayed here?" They said, "We have stayed here perhaps a day or part of a day." At length they all said, "God alone knows best how long we have stayed here. Now you send one of you with this money of yours to the town. Let him find out which is the best food to be had, and bring you some, that you may satisfy your hunger therewith, and let him behave and care with care and courtesy, and let him not inform anyone about you. For if they should come upon you, they would stone you and force you to return to their cult, and in that case you would never obtain prosperity." Thus we made their case known to the people, that they might know that the promise of God is true, and that there can be no doubt about the hour of judgment. Behold, they dispute among themselves as to their affair. Say, construct a building over them. Their Lord knows best about them. Those who prevailed over their affair said, "Let us surely build a place of worship over them." Some say they were three, the dog being the fourth among them. Others say they were five, the dog being the sixth, doubtfully guessing at the unknown. Yet others say there were seven, and the dog being the eighth. You say, "My Lord knows best their number, but it is but few that they know the real case. Do not enter therefore into controversies concerning them, except on a matter that is clear, nor consult any of them about the affairs of the sleepers. Nor say of anything, 'I shall be sure to do so and so tomorrow,' without adding, 'So please God,' or 'if it be the will of God.' And call your Lord to mind when you forget, and say, 'I hope that my Lord will guide me even closer, even than this, to the right road.'" So they stayed in their cave 300 years, and some add 9 more. Say, God knows best how long they stayed. With Him is the knowledge of the secrets of the heavens and the earth. How clearly He sees, how finely He hears everything. They have no protector other than Him, nor does He share His command with any person whatsoever. And recite and teach what has been revealed to you of the book of your Lord. None can change His words, and none will you find as a refuge other than Him. And keep your souls content with those who call on them on their Lord morning and evening, seeking his face, and let not your eyes pass beyond them, seeking the pomp and glitter of this world, nor obey any whose heart we have permitted to neglect the remembrance of us. One who follows his own desires, whose case has gone beyond all bounds. Say, the truth is from your Lord. Let him who will believe, and let him who will reject it. For the wrongdoers, we have prepared a fire whose smoke and flames are like the walls and the roof of a tent. Will hem them in. If they employ relief, they will be granted little water. They will be granted water like melted brass that will scald their faces. How dreadful to drink, how uncomfortable a couch to recline on. As of those who believe and work righteousness, verily we shall not suffer to perish the reward of any who do a single righteous deed. For them will be gardens of eternity. Beneath them rivers will flow. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold, and they will wear green garments of fine silk, heavy brick cord. They will recline therein on raised thrones. How good the recompose, how beautiful a couch to recline on. Set forth to them the parable of two men. For one of them provided two gardens of grapevines and surrounded them with date palms. In between the two we placed cornfields. Each of those gardens brought forth its produce and did not fail in the least therein. In the midst of them we caused a river to flow. Abundant was the produce this man had. He said to his companion in the course of a mutual agreement, I have more wealth than you, and more honor and power, and my followings of men. He went into his garden in a state of mind unjust to his soul. He said, I deem not that this will ever perish, nor do I deem that the hour of judgment will ever come. Even if I am brought back to my Lord, I shall surely find there something better in exchange. His companion said to him, in the course of the argument with him, do you deny him who created you out of dust, then out of a sperm drop, then fashion you into a man? But I think, for my part, that he is God, my Lord, and none shall I associate with him. Why did you not, as you went into your garden, say, by God's will this is done? There is no power but with God. If you see less than you in wealth and sons, it may be that your Lord will give you something better than your garden, and that he will send on your garden a thunderbolt by way of reckoning from heaven, making it but slippery sand. Or the water of the garden will run underground so deep that you will never be able to find it. So his fruits and enjoyment was surrounded with ruin, and he remained twisting and turning his hands over what he had spent on his property, which had now tumbled into pieces to his very foundation. And he could only say, woe is me, would I had never ascribed partners to my Lord and Cherisher. Nor had he numbers to help him against God, nor was he able to deliver himself. There the only protection comes from God, the true one. He is best to reward and best to give success. Set forth to them the similitude of this world. It is like the rain which he sends down from the skies. The earth's vegetation absorbs it, but soon it becomes dry stubble, which the winds do scatter. It is only God who prevails over all things. Wealth and sons are alluring of this life, but the things that endure Good deeds are best in the sight of your Lord, as rewards and best for the foundation for those who have hope. One day we shall remove the mountains, and you will see the earth as a level stretch, and we shall gather them all together, nor shall we leave out any one of them. And they will be marshaled before your Lord in ranks with this announcement: Now you have come to us bare as we created you the first time. Yes, you thought we shall not fulfill the appointment made to you as a meeting with us. And the book of deeds will be placed before you, and you will see the sinful in great terror because of what is recorded therein. They will say, Ah, woe to us! What a book is this! It leaves out nothing, small or great, but takes account thereof. They will find all that they did placed before them. Not one will your Lord treat with injustice. Behold, we say to the angels, Bow down to Adam. They bowed down except Iblis. He was one of the jinns, and he broke the command of his Lord. Will you then take him and his followers as protectors rather than me? And they are enemies to you. Evil would be the exchange for the wrongdoers. I called them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor even their own creation, for it is me to take as helpers such as lead man astray. One day he will say, Call on those whom you thought to be my partners. And they will call on them, but they will not listen to them. And we shall make for them a place of common perdition. And the sinful shall see the fire and apprehend that they have to fall therein. No means will they find to turn away therefrom. We have explained in details in this Quran, for the benefit of mankind, every kind of similitude, but man is in most things contentious. And what is there to keep back men from believing now that guidance has come to them, nor from praying for forgiveness from their Lord, but that they ask that the ways of the ancient be repeated with them, or the wrath be brought to them face to face? We only send the messengers to give glad tidings and to give warning. But the unbelievers dispute with vain argument, and order therewith to weaken the truth, and they treat my signs as a joke, as also the fact that they are warned. And who does more wrong than one who is reminded of the signs of his Lord, but turns away from them, forgetting the deeds which his hands have sent forth? Verily, we have set veils over their hearts, lest they should understand this, and over their ears deafness. If you call them to guidance, even then they will not accept guidance. But your Lord is most forgiving, full of mercy. If he were to call them at once to account for what they have earned, then surely he would have hastened their punishment. But they have their appointed time, beyond which they will find no refuge. Such were the populations we destroyed when they committed iniquities, and we fixed an appointed time for their destruction. Behold, Moses said to his attendant, I will not give up until I reach the junction of the two seas, or until I spend years and years in travel. But when they reached the junction, they forgot about their fish, which took their course through the sea straight as in a tunnel. When they had passed on by some distance, Moses said to his attendant, Bring us our evening meal. Truly we have suffered much fatigue at this stage of our journey. The attendant replied, Did you see what happened when we betook ourselves to the rock? I indeed forgot about the fish. None but Satan made me forget to tell you. It took its course through the sea in a marvelous way. Moses said, that was what we were seeking after. So they went back on their footsteps, following the path they had come. So they found one of our servants, of whom we had bestowed mercy from ourselves, and whom we had taught knowledge from our presence. Moses said to him, may I follow you on the footing that you teach me something of the higher truth which you have been taught. The person said, verily, you will not be able to have patience with me. And how can you have patience about things about which you do not understand? Moses said, you will find me, if God wills, truly patient, nor shall I disobey you in anything. The person said, if then you follow me, ask me no questions about anything until I myself speak to you concerning it. So they proceeded until when they were in the boat, he scuttled it. Said Moses, have you scuttled it in order to drown those in it? Truly a strange thing have you done. The person answered, did I not tell you that you have no patience with me? Moses said, do not rebuke me for forgetting, nor grieve me by raising difficulties in my case. Then they proceeded until when they met a young man, he slew him. Moses said, have you slain an innocent person who has sinned none, who has slain none? Truly a foul, unheard of thing you have done. Sadaqa al-Azim, surely God has spoken the truth. This is the ending of the reading of day 15.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.